The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and we thank you for listening. We know we have more listeners in the 6 o'clock hour than the 5 o'clock hour, and, you know, folks leaving us to go fishing, hunting, they tune in on their way, tune out when they're making their way to the woods or the boat ramp or whatever that might be. So we just enjoy you listening and especially calling. I enjoy the conversations that we have with listeners all across the landscape, whether that's local here in Baltimore or Eastern Shore or any place out of state, Delaware, North Carolina, Tennessee, Brussels, Belgium. Yeah, we like all that place, all that stuff. So, slurp of coffee there, and hope that you enjoy the show as well. We like to keep it easy and simple. You know, if you want to get complicated, we get complicated, but if you don't, you don't. So, just a kind of a review. We did some turkey hunting on Thursday up in Western Maryland with my buddy Bobby, who is an artist when it comes to turkey calling. He'll tell you what the turkey's doing when he doesn't even know what it's doing. He'll tell you exactly where it is. When he hears a gobble, he'll tell you why it's not answering the calls. If it does answer, he'll tell you why it answered. He'll get up from the blind in his camo and sneak around the woods. He'll call from different places to try and get a turkey to call. And then even if the turkey's a half mile away, he'll call it, try to call it in, and has done so in the past. We hunted Thursday, and he's tagged out, but he still goes out and scouts. He still goes out and looks for birds because he does take people, youth and other people, friends, turkey hunting. And he likes to find out where the birds are and what they're doing. So Friday he was out just with calls, no gun, of course. He's just with calling, and had a coyote charge him from 10 feet. And he said both of us were surprised. No harm was done, but I guess the coyote just got pretty close and backed off, and Bobby kind of I'm sure Bobby had a little thrill there for the day. So anyway, he's just such a nice guy. So, and we tremendously enjoy turkey hunting with him. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680. I'm getting some text here. Let's see. Yeah, there we are. Okay. Lee. Good morning, Lee. How's my buddy Lee from Towson this morning?
Well, when you mentioned easy and simple, that's kind of how my wife describes me.
you're either simply incredible or incredibly simple, one of the two.
I think just flat out simple sometimes. Tommy and I went up the river yesterday and just had an enjoyable afternoon. It was fun. He and I, on the way back down the river, we tend to run the shoreline coming back down from Conowingo Dam all the way down to Lapinum, and just to see the bird life. I heard the other caller talk about the ospreys, and it's absolutely incredible. Just watching the shoreline. Occasionally you see a deer, but it's that river is just a mecca of life right now. Between the fish and the bird life.
A couple Fridays ago, I went up there just to look at the eagles. Probably saw 50 eagles.
Yeah.
Amazing.
It is. It's a spectacular river. I was thinking before I was just waiting to get on to talk to you is how we used to run aluminum boats with prop motors, and we used a pitchfork to
rock guard
to navigate. And I just remember how many lower units and props, pitchforks we went through until we. There was one fellow up there that was running a outboard jet, and to see him navigate around on even on skinny water up there when they weren't running a lot of water was, I said, you know, it's about time I got into the jet motor. But what a I've run this year 6 trips so far, and I always count how many trips I make before I finally tap a rock or whatnot. And I've had a good year. I haven't hit anything yet. So that's
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. But
I only ever hit one rock, and it, believe it or not, it was in a wide open lake in Canada, in Ontario, called Lingham Lake.
Right.
I only had 9.9 horsepower motor, and I'm, you know, I've got it wide open. We're going back to the tent, and I hit this rock, and that motor jumped, and I, you know, it had to be right up at the surface. You didn't see it because, you know, might have been a foot of water over the rock or something like that. Got back to camp, and the motor started running funny all of a sudden. There's a reason it was running funny. Knocked both the skeg and one of the props off. I wanted blades off the prop. One of the blades off the prop. I had a two bladed prop that we ran around the rest of the week on.
Yeah,
it was a little bumpy.
Well, the boat that you were in with me and Tom, I've had that boat. And this is the truth. On full tilt, I've hit submerged rocks and actually come out of the water. Had that boat out.
Oh, man.
Where it's airborne. Yeah. But I try to, let's not do that anymore, Lee.
No. I was fishing shortly after I went on the radio when the Bassmaster Classic itself was in Baltimore, 90 or 91, mm-hmm. I can't remember. I was fishing with Bernie Schultz, one of the pros, and he was up in the Susquehanna. In all those grass beds right there at the mouth of Susquehanna, we fished up there for a while. And we had 40 minutes to get back to weigh in. We didn't have a fish. But Bernie opened that 150 wide open coming down the bay past Aberdeen.
Oh,
the guy at Aberdeen turned the light on and said something on the loudspeaker. And Bernie said, what did he say? Of course, I couldn't hear it, you know, over the motor. And I said, he wants to know if your life insurance is paid up. You know, but we're running and hit a freighter wake.
You want to hear
what a 150 horsepower motor sounds like out of water at full throttle? Twice, because we hit it going in and going out, man.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Best boat ride of my life. So. Yeah, stuff was flying out of the boat. My jacket flew out, and life preserver, everything. Hats, life jacket. I'm like, Bernie, what are you doing? He said, well, I got to get back the way in. I said, okay. So we get up on a duck blind, going into the river, and he takes one cast and catches his only bass of the day and took it in and weighed it. So
quite
a trip.
I enjoyed the. As when I was younger, the bass tournament, you know, being in the club and stuff. And I'll tell you, it was a little bit too competitive for me. It did. I remember the boat races and getting to the whoever could get to the spot first or whatever. It was entertaining to say the least.
That was all part of it.
All part of it. But the smallmouth bite up in the Susquehanna, I mean, the kids have turned me on to these little Ned rigs used for bass. Well, not only they catch bass, but they catch carp. And here yesterday, I sent you that picture. Well, that was on one of those Ned rigs. And
right.
I get this thing
I saw that
up near the boat, and I'm like, right, I'm in the calling now for this freshwater drum that has these.
So you got a little run of them up there, huh? Yeah, that's
apparently.
Pretty cool.
Well, here I thought I had one, and it's Mr. Bugle Lips, but
Bugle Lips. That's right.
You know, I was like,
well, explain what a Ned rig is to the listeners.
It's interesting rig, Alan, because when we fish shad darts and jigs, round head jigs, these things are like a okay, they look like a end of an eraser. They're flat.
Yep.
And round, and apparently the buoyancy of the tail, you're putting on this just a basic, looks like a rubber worm cut in half.
Right.
And they have multiple, you know, they have little crayfish tails and all other things.
Sure.
But they're basically a straight worm about, I guess, what, 3 to 4 inches long, 4 inches long.
Right.
Very simplistic. And the way these things must be buoyant, they don't, Alan, they don't get snagged on the bottom. You drag these things on the bottom, you know, bouncing them along and stuff.
That's pretty cool.
I guess they're trying to represent a crustacean or maybe a crayfish, a minnow.
Could be.
Or whatever.
Could be.
But for smallmouth and freshwater drum and carp. And,
yeah.
They call walleye on them up there. I even caught a shad on one yesterday.
Holy moly. You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, a shad. Yeah. They want a hickory shad. But what a fun method. Easy, and they're very productive. There's hundreds and hundreds of different colors. And
yep.
I think a lot of guys use them for, you know, I guess when their bass are spawning, they use them.
Sure.
Then, yeah. But they're... I have a friend that uses them at Loch Raven. He swore, you know, this guy catches some really good bass on them. So,
give it a shot. So,
yeah, it's a
all right.
The new thing. But what a exciting day we had yesterday. Just I've never had that much luck. I've never targeted smallmouth that much in the lower Susquehanna, at least below Conowingo Dam. And,
right.
You know, when you put your mind to it and do it, and
you never know what you're going to come up with. So.
Exactly. She's explored it a lot more than I have. And as you can see with some of the pictures, she's really putting together, a pretty good pattern for, fishing up there for them.
Good.
It's a neat fish after the lack of white perch. And I actually talked to a couple other fishermen about the white perch, and they without me saying anything, the first thing that came out of their mouth was about the cormorant.
Cormorants. So, yep. Exactly.
They truly believe that that's part of the problem up there.
No question.
Even a commercial fisherman friend, he said the same thing. He's up there,
sure,
working the catfish and the perch too. But he says they're just not up into the river itself. So,
gotcha.
But, regardless, it's a great fishery up there, and
no question.
Planning on going up there this afternoon. So,
well, good for you, bud. All right. Well, listen, Lee, thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
You're always informative. Always give us the scoop, inside scoop on what's going on. So
we'll chat
later, my friend. Have a good one.
Okay. Take care, Alan.
All right. Bye-bye. See you, man. Thanks, Lee. Bye-bye. Next caller, Aaron, is... Let's talk to James in Baltimore. Morning, James. How are you? Thanks for holding on. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, Alan. Hey, I caught a cod when Wednesday, and I'd like to know how you fish that up, cook it.
You caught a what?
Cod.
Where were you fishing that you caught a cod?
In You know Cox Point?
And, you caught a cod at Cox Point.
Yeah. It was 32 inches long.
A carp or a cod?
Cod.
A carp, okay.
Yes.
All right, a carp. All right, I got it. Well, they're delicious. I will tell you there's a lot of bones in it, and a lot of people make fish cakes out of them.
That's what they tell me.
Okay. Yeah, fish cakes is the way to go. So what I would do would be try to fillet it. Where is it now, in the freezer?
Yeah, I fillet it. I didn't know the meat was that red because the meat looked like, almost like steak. You know, when you cut it up and whatnot, it's a red meat.
Red meat, and you're saying this is a carp. You are baffling me because I don't know of any carp that has red meat.
The folks, they tell up in that area, they tell me it's a carp, and they tell me say, how you do it. See, you can use it to make crab cake.
That would be my way to go. Boil it a little bit, make sure, you know, you get all the meat boiled off of it, and then go ahead and make your cakes, your crab cakes out of, or your fish cakes out of that, I would think.
When you do the cake, what all you put into it, you know, to make the cake crab?
Ask some of your lady friends how they make fish cakes or how they make crab cakes, and get a recipe from them and just follow that. You might use a little breadcrumbs, some mayonnaise, some seafood seasoning of some kind, and make little cakes out of it, like what they call coddies or something like that.
Okay.
And then just fry them in oil or butter.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble identifying the fish, but it's okay. Any fish you make into that will be good for you. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care. 410 WCBM 680. We need to take a break. We certainly do. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. I can tell you that. And all the inserts are on sale from the folks at Regency and, Enviro. Yeah, they're on sale. They've got the wood stoves on sale. They've got the Memphis grills. Now, if you didn't hear the last hour, they've got some islands. One of them's 7 foot long. One of them's 5 foot long. They're stone. They're brick. And they have the Memphis grill mounted in there. That whole island can be picked up and brought to your home and put on your deck or your patio. And the retail price is on the stand for the entire grill, the stainless steel grill, the stainless steel drawers, the stainless steel places to keep your food warm and all that stuff. It's a cooking station, a 7 foot cooking station that if you were to have a mason build that and put those barbecue grills on there, in there, and all that stainless steel stuff would cost you a fortune. These are for special people. The retail price is on there. Take 50% off. 50% off. They're trying to bring down the stock of the Memphis grills. I think there's four left. They're pellet grills. They're programmable with Wi-Fi. They've got a color touch screen. You can set it and forget it. You take some of the grill sections out of the middle and you put a flame, stainless steel flame enhancer in there. You can actually flame your steaks rather than just, you know, heat them with indirect charcoal. They're spectacular. They're a spectacular grill. They're a top-of-the-line grill for top-of-the-line people. And these islands are on sale. There's freestanding grills there, too. And I've talked about them before. But they have these two islands that they really wanted me to talk about. So take a look at it. You might be interested. It might be something for you. If not, while you're there, take a look at all the furniture. Take a look at all the connotations of the Adirondack chairs, the rockers, the swivels, the glider, the double seat glider for on your porch or your deck. Pretty cool looking stuff. And it's all poly furniture. It's all poly. It's indestructible. It's weatherproof. Maintains its color. You don't have to worry about it for years and years and years and years. All this at Backyard Billy's. 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50 at exit 44 B Evans Avenue. And right off of 50, or get there off of Route 18 going up through the town of Graysonville. They're website is backyardbillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Make a day trip and stop in and see everything and anything they have for refurbishing your yard and bringing a new heat source into your home. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals, including me, I just got a set of Firestones, get their tires and auto service work done. And, of course, they do auto service work. I just had a whole set of four brakes put on the truck, too. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurry's Tire Service has or can get, in one day, the tires for your car or your truck, any make or model. Apply for the Bridgestone financing and pay for your tires over time. And you know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Garden tractors to farm tractors and all the farm equipment, all the garden equipment that has a wheel on it. If it's got a tire on it, Spurry's has a tire. And you know what? If you have any kind of trailer, a boat trailer, a house trailer, a landscape trailer, double, single wheels, double wheels, you name it, they've got the tires. If you have an ATV or a UTV, Spurry's has the tires. Get the point? Spurry's has the tires. And Spurry's offers tire repair, sometimes on the spot, and full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. And if they can't, they'll refer you to somebody that can. Good working relationship with people who specialize in different things, so that's for sure. Spurry's Farm Service team, their 24-hour truck service and more, has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And you know what? If you see Mike Spurry in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service, his business on the radio. He's not always in the shop. So stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. The website, spurrystire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. All right. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your mil-spec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, a friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter, and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prison, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went to pick her up in the rain. But before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train. And I'll hang around as long as you me. And I never minded standing in the rain. Oh, you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me. Well, I wonder why you don't call me.
David Allen Coe, dead this week at 83 years old. All right. Who is on the line there, Mr. Aaron? Hey, Tacklebox Tim. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan. We're doing fine.
Good. I heard from you just a minute ago via text, and I need to offer you an apology. We did not kick off the High Tide Lures Fishing Tackle giveaway this morning until just now. So we'll kick it off today, but we've got five Saturdays in May, just so you know.
We do. We have a chance to get a bunch of contestants in this month.
That's right. So here are the rules. Tackle Box Tim is providing a package, I'll let you talk about that in a minute, of fishing tackle lures. You call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Talk to our call screener, Aaron. He takes your name and your phone number. Make sure you give him your accurate phone number and spell your last name correctly. And at the end of the month, we will go to the random number generator. Every name gets a number. And somebody will win a fishing tackle package. The only other thing you have to do is go on the air with me. And all you have to say is, good morning, I just wanted to get in the contest, or ask a question or make a comment. That's the rules. And it's all free. And the fishing tackle package for the month of May is from High Tide Lures. Tim?
White perch package this month.
Got a couple of
2.5-inch rattle trap type baits. Handful
nice.
Of spinners that I made. The spinners are going to be a little bit unique. They have a small wide gap hook on the back of it where you can place your favorite little small paddle tail or twister tail grub.
Nice. Nice
and
stuff.
Two of my hand tied tandem perch rigs.
So beautiful.
Get geared up for jigging or casting for a white perch.
Oh man, I'll tell you what, that sounds great, buddy. It really does. So, yeah. As a matter of fact, how about sending me a package and I'll send you a check or Venmo or whatever. However you want to get paid, we'll do that too. How's that sound?
I have to these inline spinners were kind of a late edition brainstorm of mine. I have to go out and buy some more of the brass body spin body.
That's fine.
I think I've got about three or four of them left, but we'll get you hooked up with those.
I got you. All right.
Took them out on Tuesday to give them a whirl and make sure everything was working well. Hook wasn't breaking.
Right.
The spinner was actually spinning, so we're good to go.
Good. Good.
If we ever
very
get
good. Well,
the wind die down around here, we'll be really good.
Yep, that's for sure. The wind has just been – the wind was brutal in deer season. The barometric pressure was brutal during deer season. The rain was awful. The wind direction was horrible. And then they blame it on the acorns. But they did mention climate, the condition, the weather conditions for a 10% drop in the deer harvest this year. But it also applies to fishing. You know, the barometer has a lot to do with it. So
it did not. The wind kept me off the water majority last fall for stripe season.
Yeah.
Every day that I was planning on going, it was planning on blowing.
And, of course. Hey, I like that. You made a rhyme. I love it.
Yeah. It usually it's,
every day I was planning on going, the wind was blowing. That's right.
It was every time I did get out, it was wind against the tide, and that's never good.
No, that's never good. No, but. Well, you're still successful from what I saw in the calendar, so I'm sure you're going to keep at it this year since you're retired and have time to go.
Yes, it is time to go. The tide came up and bit us the first time this year when we went out for a double task smallmouth and blue catfish trip.
I got you.
We caught the smallmouth early, but the tide never turned, and when it tried to, the wind was blowing upriver.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, my buddy
yep.
Randy actually had to run the trolling motor to simulate tidal movement.
Gotcha.
And we wound up catching channel cats and no blues.
Channel cats and no blues. Well, that's how she goes, buddy. That's fishing.
It is. Hey, that's fishing, and I'm not going to knock a day catching channel cats. You're
nope.
catching something, and the company was good, and we had a good day.
That's all that matters.
It does.
All right, bud. Well, I appreciate you checking in and kicking off the contest. Hopefully we'll have some callers, get online and call us back and get their names on there, okay?
That sounds like a plan, and I will get a picture of the stuff on my Facebook page sometime today, tomorrow, what have you.
That's good. All right. Sounds like a plan.
Thanks.
Appreciate it, Tim.
All right,
man.
Bye-bye.
Talk soon. James in Catonsville. Good morning, James. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call. Good morning.
Sure.
Want to get an idea on when to run down Ocean City and start flounder fishing. What would you think?
Start flounder fishing? Anytime. Yeah. Anytime. Anytime they're in season, just pay attention to the limits. But yeah, if you can, get a day when it's not really windy out there, you can do a nice job. So, are you a veteran flounder fisherman, or is this something you just want to get into, or what?
Well, no, I go near that 50th Street Bridge, and I do okay. I mean, I don't get on with any of those cruise things.
I see. You fish off the.
Yeah, I just go down there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's your favorite bait?
They have this I don't know what the hell they call it. Sorry, it's a plastic lure, the white one, like a gulp, and just let it drift.
Let it drift with the current.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever use any? Do you ever use any live bait at all? Well, do you use any live bait at all?
No, I will cheap.
No.
Every time I turn around, there's little fish around there biting it up anyway. But
yeah, I got you.
I could go with the live bait, if we mix it.
Yeah, well, the common bait down there is a sandwich, which is a bull mini and a slice of squid. In combo, the squid simulates that white twister simulates squid to the fish, I believe, but that adds a little set, Yeah, and so bull minnow and a squid. And before they restructured that whole Route 50 bridge, I used to get down there at night and fish for them, off the pier there and off the bank actually, and had some pretty good success. But if you want to catch some bigger ones, go with a bigger bait. Go with a little heavier lead head and a little longer bait. If you use a 3-inch twister tail, go to a 5 or 6-inch twister tail or what they call a fluke and let that do the same thing, bigger bait, bigger fish.
Excellent.
And you never know. You could come up with a nice sea trout or something else right there too. You never know.
Oh, good. That's even better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's perfect information. I really appreciate it.
Well, give it a shot, man. Give it a shot. And worst case scenario, if you don't want to deal with the live minnows, put a strip of squid on there with your twister. That gives you some scent, some action, and everything else. Deal?
Hey, I really appreciate it. Hey, thanks. I'll report back to you how I do.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime that they're in season is a good time to go flounder fishing. I love flounder fishing, man. I haven't been in a long time.
Oh, my
God.
I love it. Hey, thanks.
All right, bud. You too. Bye-bye. There you go. Jim in Glendon. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'd like to give some observations and comments on the Susquehanna and the Potomac. I've been out fishing quite a bit this spring, and the thing that really frustrates me about the Susquehanna is how the power company controls the water flow. So we're trying to get up there to spawn and have more rockfish, and then shut the water off, and all you see is rocks. How are the fish going to spawn if there's no water? That's been going on for decades. I don't understand why we let them continue to shut the water down during spawning season. It's mind-boggling to me. Anyway, that's my observation. Mm. Also, the Potomac. I've been fishing there for shad this year, and we're in a drought, and there's hardly any water flow, and shad fishing's been way, way, way off, like, compared to previous years. Not good at all. But what are you going to do about the drought? It's just nature's way of shutting the water off. But the Susquehanna and the power company. The other thing that kills me about the power company, they have this recorded hotline that tells you when they're going to run water. So you drive up there, and they don't follow the schedule. How hard is it for you to know what you're going to do the next day with your power generation? It's terrible. Anyway, that was my mini rant against the power company. Thanks for listening.
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Rants are tolerated here sometimes. That was one. 410 WCBM 680. Did he get in a fish? Did he get in a tackle contest there, Aaron? Okay, good. Was there anything good the guy had to say? I don't think so. We get Lee calling in and saying, "Man, we've got some great fishing up there. We're catching big smallmouth. We're catching carp. We're catching freshwater drum." Yeah. I understand the frustration of wanting to fish from shore up there, especially when they're under what they call spill conditions. There are two numbers noted on a sign up there. If you get them up, take a picture of the sign, put those in your contact list, and you can hear the generation schedule. And they don't stick to at 3:10 we're going to do this. They try to get as close to some of those time frames as they possibly can, but keep in mind the machinery is run by humans, and the purpose of the Conowingo Dam is not to supply fishing opportunities for you and me. The purpose of the Conowingo Dam is to generate electricity for Marylanders. So they have to do that by letting water out from the Conowingo Pool, which is above the dam. And if the Conowingo Pool is full from rains in Pennsylvania and wherever else, then they have to generate more water, which generates more electricity, which also puts more silt and garbage in the Chesapeake Bay. And by garbage, I mean flotsam and jetsam. So there you go. It's an age-old situation. They don't have a fish ladder for the shad to spawn. They have a fish lift, which lifts them up and puts them upriver. But they also pay a very good fee to the state of Maryland for not having a fish ladder. In lieu of a fish building the $2, 3, 4, 5 million fish ladder, we will donate X number of dollars to Department of Natural Resources for building fish ladders and such. So that's how it works. Big business. 410 WCBN 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I think I talked about Backyard Billies and some of the other things, but the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Chesapeake Banquet is today, starts at 4 o'clock. If you want to shoot a round of sporting clays, you can do that for $35 with the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, and that benefits them as well. Try to be there between 9 and 2 if you can. The benefit starts at 4, runs till 7. I'm your MC. A lot of great prizes, a lot of super auction items, guns to be given away. I told one of the principals yesterday, I said, I'll be buying some gun tickets, that's for sure. So some really good stuff. If you like to attend, I think you can still get your tickets online at rmef.org. I'm sure seating is going to be limited. The number of the head count's been turned in, so it might be, you might have room for a couple. But if you need more information, see if any availability, give Denise a call at 302-335-3635, and I'll see you there. I'm your master of ceremonies. I will be the one up there directing you to the games and talking about Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and introducing people and meeting and greeting you and keeping the show going. So that would be good. And I look forward to meeting all of you. If you would come up and say hi, I'd be more than glad to say hi to you as well, for sure. 44th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival is coming to the Star Center at 700 Congress Street in Havre de Grace. 700 Congress Street in Havre de Grace, Maryland, in conjunction with the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum. That's today and tomorrow. Starts at 9 to 5 today, Sunday tomorrow, 9 to 3. Fun-filled, family-friendly event. Features over 100 exhibitors who will present decoys and outdoor products, wildlife art, and all kinds of wildlife stuff, carvings and so forth, for sale. decoy and carving competitions. That's the highlight of the event, and you can explore the history of decoy carving, meet the famous carvers, and learn about waterfowl gunning in the displays inside the Decoy Museum, located at 215 Giles Street. Visitors are urged to visit decoymuseum.com, www.decoymuseum.com, to download the maps of the Decoy Festival. Make Harvard and Grace your target destination on Saturday and Sunday, today and tomorrow, for the 2026 Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival at decoymuseum.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the Bible go floating away.
There you go. That song ends so abruptly, I never remember that. But anyway, any callers on the line there, Aaron? All caught up. How about that? Have I done all the commercials I'm supposed to do? I have. Okay. Well, maybe we'll talk about Clyde's one more time. Clyde's Sports Shop. You know, your full line Browning dealer. I get to go in the back when I'm there and talk to Mr. Clyde, whose desk is in the back of the store. And there's some guns back there, too. And I did ask him about the Browning Exports, and I said, "Are you moving a few of them?" And he said, "Yeah, but you know, not nearly enough, of course." So he's got some classics back there. He's got some classic Exports. He's got the stainless Stalkers. He's got the long range Macmillan style, and a lot of different calibers. So if you're looking for a good deal on a nice Browning high power center fire bolt action rifle, that would be the X-Bolt 2, X-Bolt Hunter. Make sure you stop by Clyde Sport Shop and ask them about their competitive prices on Browning firearms, and the X-Bolt and the Satori over and under shotguns in particular. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, just off Beltway Exit Number 9. That's the Halethorpe Lansdowne area. The phone number is 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com for licenses, for scope mounting, for gunsmithing, for optics, for handguns, for shotguns, for home protection. Clyde's has everything and anything, including a complete line of fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, live bait, frozen bait, minnows, lures for every type of fishing. Stop by Clyde's Sports Shop, mom and pop sports shop that's been around since 1957. Stop by, take a look at the Brownings. You'll be glad you did. So there we go. And we are almost at the end here, aren't we, Aaron? So we'll take up with the fishing tackle giveaway next week. You can also give me an email and say tackle contest in the subject line, or contest or tackle or something like that. Tackle contest really narrows it down. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and you can sign in that way. What I need is your first and last name and your phone number. That lets me know that you're listening. That lets me know that you are a participant in the show, and you could win a great perch package. So I look forward to getting some perch tackle from Tim. He's always a good guy. He's a great perch fisherman, and he loves to fish for him. And I've been with him a couple times, and so it's a very enjoyable trip, too. All right. There's the music. Done for another day. Thank you for everybody who called. Thank you for all the questions. Thank you for listening. When you visit one of our sponsors, make sure you tell them you heard about it right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. It helps keep us going here, and we love our sponsors, we love our listeners, and we just thank you for being out there. So get out, stay safe, have a great week. Be careful out there. Remember the four F's: your faith, your family, your friends, and your freedom. That's right. They're all precious. See you next week.